Imagine your neighbor in the modest house down the street who drives a 10-year-old Toyota. Would you believe they might be wealthier than the executive in the McMansion with the new BMW? This counterintuitive reality forms the heart of the millionaire next door. The typical American millionaire isn't who we think. They're the 57-year-old business owner who's lived in the same modest home for decades, wears off-the-rack suits, and drives a Ford or Toyota that's several years old. Only 1% drive current-year luxury cars, and nearly 40% buy their vehicles used. The data reveals something remarkable. Two-thirds of America's millionaires are self-employed, often in unglamorous businesses like welding, pest control, or industrial cleaning services. These millionaires live on less than 7% of their wealth annually, occupy homes valued around $320,000, and received no inheritance. They work 45 to 55 hours weekly, invest 20% of their income religiously, and focus on tax-efficient strategies. Most importantly, they hold their wealth in appreciable assets, not depreciating luxury items. As wealthy Texans say about those who display wealth but don't have it, big hat, no cattle. The real millionaires are all cattle, no hat. Wealth isn't about displaying high consumption lifestyles, but about owning substantial, appreciable assets that generate returns over time. To determine if you're on track, multiply your age by your annual pre-tax household income from all sources except inheritances, then divide by 10. This formula reveals whether you're accumulating wealth at an appropriate rate for your circumstances. Consider Bubba Richards, a mobile home dealer earning $90,200 with $1.1 million net worth, versus attorney James Ford earning $92,330 with only $226,500. The difference? Ford's high consumption lifestyle requires expensive cars, tailored suits, and country club memberships, while Richards drives a 3-year-old truck, shops at discount stores, and lives modestly. Richards consistently invests 20% of his income, while Ford saves less than 5%. Most American millionaires are first-generation rich. Over half received no inheritance whatsoever. These self-made millionaires share common traits. They live well below their means, allocate resources efficiently, and value financial independence over social status. Interestingly, Russian Americans rank first in millionaire concentration, 22%, followed by Scottish Americans, 20.8%, both groups building wealth through small business ownership and aggressive saving despite often modest incomes. Frugality, not high spending, characterizes most millionaires. Half never exceed $399 for suits or $235 for watches, while 25% spend under $100 on timepieces. Conversely, many non-millionaires earning $50,000 to $200,000 own 1,000-plus suits, explaining their lack of wealth. Most millionaires share three traits: frugal parents, personal thriftiness, and an even more frugal spouse. In typical millionaire households, while husbands often generate high income, both partners practice disciplined spending. As one millionaire noted, "I can't get my wife to spend any money." Financial discipline sets them apart. 120 millionaires budget for every 100 who don't. Even non-budgeters create artificial scarcity by investing first, minimum 15%, before covering expenses. Nearly two-thirds track spending meticulously, compared to 35% of high-income non-millionaires. They set clear goals, daily to lifetime, prioritizing wealth building over consumption. Typical millionaires realize less than 7% of their wealth as annual income, while average households realize 90%, leading to dramatically different tax burdens. The average household pays about 10% of its wealth in annual income taxes, while millionaires pay only 2% through strategic tax planning, careful timing of capital gains, and tax-deferred investments. Consider two professionals earning $220,000. Sharon, with $370,000 in wealth, pays $69,440 in federal taxes, 18.8% of her wealth from highly taxed salary. Barbara, with $3.55 million in strategic investments, realizes only 6.2% as taxable income, paying just 2% in taxes. While Sharon has limited financial security, Barbara could sustain her lifestyle for decades. Living in expensive neighborhoods can create a tax trap through high required income. Successful wealth builders follow one key rule: never take a mortgage exceeding twice your annual income. Many millionaires choose modest homes in middle-class neighborhoods, redirecting resources to tax-efficient investments that compound over time. Most millionaires, 81%, buy their cars rather than lease them, with only 23.5% buying new. They typically spend $24,800 on vehicles, just slightly above the average American's $21,000, and 37% buy used. Half have never spent more than $29,000 on any car, even after becoming wealthy. While average Americans spend about 30% of their net worth on vehicles, millionaires spend less than 1%. They prefer American-made vehicles, 57.7%, followed by Japanese, 23.5%, and European, 18.8%. Ford leads brand preference at 9.4%, followed by Cadillac, 8.8, Lincoln, 7.8, and Jeep, Lexus, and Mercedes tied at 6.4%. The Jeep Grand Cherokee ranks as their most popular model. The most successful millionaires favor used vehicles, achieving a remarkable wealth-to-income ratio of $17.2 for every dollar earned. Many build 3 million plus fortunes on modest $80,000 to $150,000 incomes by letting wealthy neighbors absorb new luxury vehicles' initial depreciation, then purchasing these premium cars at 40 to 50% discounts. Economic outpatient care, EOC, substantial gifts parents give adult children, often backfires. Parents who provide EOC typically have less wealth than those whose children are independent, and children receiving more money generally accumulate less wealth themselves. Over 46% of affluent Americans give at least $15,000 annually to adult children, creating families who maintain facades of success while depending on parental subsidies. Parental gifts, especially home down payments, often trigger a consumption cascade rather than financial independence. Recipients find themselves in high consumption neighborhoods requiring expensive lifestyles they can't sustain on their incomes. What parents intend as one-time assistance becomes ongoing dependency. Gift recipients often perceive their parents' wealth as their income to spend. A $10,000 annual tax-free gift represents $125,000 in capital at 8% return, making recipients perceive themselves as having more wealth than they actually possess. When asked what gifts benefit children more than cash, millionaires emphasize teaching frugality. Children trained otherwise often become hyperspenders, needing constant subsidies as adults. The affluent particularly value education as an alternative to cash gifts. 80% of millionaires disagree that school/college learning was of little use in making a living. Teaching children financial independence, not dependence, creates the next generation of wealth builders. Self-employed business owners represent only 18% of American households, but are four times more likely to be millionaires than employees. Dull companies with steady earnings growth often outperform flashier ventures. While high-tech startups frequently struggle, traditional industries like building materials and auto parts consistently succeed. Successful entrepreneurs see business ownership as freedom, not risk. They believe they control their destiny, can overcome any challenge, and have unlimited earning potential. Above all, they genuinely enjoy their work. The path to wealth isn't about prestigious careers or status symbols. It's about living below your means, investing consistently, and prioritizing long-term wealth over short-term consumption. The typical millionaire next door doesn't look wealthy because they reject the pressure to appear successful, focusing instead on building actual wealth through disciplined financial habits.